Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming. It is Wednesday, August 1st, even though I just wished my fellow board member happy birthday on August 2nd, and I was sure today was August 2nd. So tomorrow is August, is Ruth Ann's birthday, where she will be 29 again. So we all wish her the best. She's going to have a great birthday.
I burned every wrinkle on his face. I could bury the seed of the wine.
So I think I probably need to say for the record, it is Wednesday, August 1st, and it's a little after 10 o'clock, and we are, I call the regular scheduled board meeting of the Liquor Control Board to order, and Samantha, please call our roll.
Chair Foster.
I'm here.
Member Perosa.
Present.
Member Mullins.
Here.
Thank you, Samantha.
You're welcome.
Approval of minutes. Have you both had a, well, I've had a chance to read them.
Move approval of the minutes of July 25th, 2012, as submitted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you. I think we have Joanne Sample, who was with us in Spokane, as we heard the, there she is. Oh, Alan's going to do the presenting of the AIA resolution from Spokane to expand their AIA.
Morning, Chair Foster, members of St. Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
This morning before you is a proposed resolution for adoption of the East Central Alcohol Impact Area for the City of Spokane. You should also have, Samantha, did they get this?
Yes.
Yep. You should also have a document which illustrates the kind of summary of the comments that we heard at the public hearing in Spokane, in which there were 14 people testifying in favor, five against, including a petition that was signed by, that was put together by one of the license holders against the alcohol impact area. And also that document that you distributed also includes a email that just came in Monday of this week. So again, in support of the alcohol impact area. So before you, again, you have an updated issue paper outlining the proposal, a resolution for your approval. Joanne certainly has can answer any detailed questions on this. If approved, the ban would go into effect on September 15th, giving distributors and retailers the opportunity to remove products off their shelves that are now part of the mandatory ban list, if and once approved.
Alan, I have a question, and only because I looked at the ban look and remembering my wars with Fusion 4 Loko, and it's not on there. The 4 Loko products are not banned?
Well, it has to do with the position of the local of the city. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't promulgate lists ourselves, so I can't tell you you know, anything other than what the city tells us is linked to the products that they've seen the problems
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm. So. What they're seeing the problems with.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least at that point they did not see it.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. Have any questions of Alan or Joanne?
Joanne, do you want to say something?
I guess all I really want to say is to thank the board for taking the time to go to Spokane to conduct a public hearing. I think it was really important that our presence was there in real life so that people can see that we do try to do the best we can for everybody. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Joanne.
For being there too.
Thank you very much. I would like to entertain a motion.
I move that we pass the resolution of the Liquor Control Board recognizing the City of Spokane's proposed East Central Mandatory Alcohol Impact Area, resolution number BR022012.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Now, our star pupil, Karen McCall. She's going to talk about the board adoption of Rule CR 103 for rulemaking to implement 1183.
Good morning, Chair Pastor, Board Members, Director of Mine. I am here today asking the board to adopt the proposed rules to implement 1183. This rulemaking involved 15 chapters that needed revisions to current rules or repeal of current rules. Two chapters were actually repealed, special orders and non-state liquor stores, used to be the tribal stores. There have been no changes to these rules since they were brought to the board originally. We held two public hearings, one on the 27th of June and one last week on July 25th. It states in here that we received 39 written comments, but I got one more this morning, so we have 40 written comments. Between the two hearings, we had 8 people testify. And all of the comments at the public hearings revolved around WAC 314-52-110, which is a narrow exception in a rule that allows a retail licensee to sell below acquisition cost to meet a competitor's price. As I stated before, I will bring this up, that rule was originally written because we had uniform pricing at the time. And it was a very narrow exception that allowed a licensee to meet the competitor's price in a situation where, say, a large store had bought a lot of product that was on post-op. The smaller retailer had not bought as much. They ran out of it when the sale was over. If they had to purchase new product at this higher price and the other store was selling it at a lower price, the rule allowed them to meet that competitor's price, even if it was below their acquisition cost, to be competitive.
That stays. That doesn't change.
The rule that we have asked to have that repealed, mm-hmm. That's part of this rulemaking. So that is part of the proposed rules that we have before the board. If the board adopts these rules today, I'll send out a concise explanatory statement. I will file them with the code revisor, and they will become effective 31 days from today. So it will be the 1st of September. And I'll take any questions if you have them.
No. Would like a motion to approve the rules as proposed.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion, and I'll make a comment after if there's a second. But I move adoption of the CR 103 amending the draft language to restore stricken section 314-52-110-3D.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of the amendment?
Well, I'd like to offer a comment.
Oh, all right, please do.
You know, we did, based on hearing some of the concerns which were spoken to last week, coming particularly from the wine industry, and they weren't unanimous. I mean, we had some, a large number that did speak and took the time to contact us personally, suggesting that there could be some harm by not removing this language as was in the draft. But there were wineries on the other side too. The family wineries weighed in asking that we keep the language in there. Precept, which is a large conglomeration of labels, including a number of, I think that some would argue would be higher end, did weigh on that side. I think by number in general, we can say that the wash and wine industry did weigh in with significant concerns. After some discussion and looking through that, I think my view is that there wasn't any evidence offered in those states where there is a significant in-state wine industry and an open market that significant harm did in fact result. That doesn't mean it won't be the case because every state is different. practices in every state are different. And so for that reason, certainly I'm willing to revisit this as soon as information's available that indicates an unanticipated harm is being created. I will point out that the concern was stated for the smallest of the state's wineries. Well, many of those self-distribute. They have the ability to determine what discounts they offer and who they sell to. And anyone has that ability. And I know that I'm not an attorney. I know some of this comes along the lines of price, possibly, you know, price fixing or so on. But I think as it relates to trade practices, I think that wineries have the ability to control who they sell to or what discounts they offer there that might then be used in the marketplace to diminish the value of the brand. That part I do understand. So it's a legitimate concern. The question as to whether or not that'll come about is something to be determined. Hopefully in some small way this provides some additional competition in the marketplace. So for that reason, I would support this amended rule.
I one of the things though I think is that we're dealing with a whole different framework. The passage of Initiative 1183 has dramatically changed the landscape and the relationship between the many industry players in terms of our ability to even deal with any kind of level playing field. And it's removed the board from direct participation in the marketplace, and we've shifted kind of our pricing responsibilities to a largely regulatory role. As Chris has said, that, you know, we've heard concerns in numerous letters and emails around this. There's a wide range of stakeholders, in-state wineries, independent grocers, large retailers, small retailers, contract owners have weighed in. People are somewhat split over the perceived impact of this modified rule. Some believe this change will impede competitive business practice. Other people believe that this change is going to trigger retail price wars and would drive down the value of our Washington brands. You know, I think that one of the things is our board is strongly supported, and we still are committed to supporting and protecting our in-state Washington wineries. But I don't know. We certainly have heard from Washington State wineries regarding their fear about the potential price wars, lowering price points. We also heard from in-state wineries who don't believe that the change will lead to retail price wars and want the rule to be left intact. And they said the rule's been intact for 30 years without detriment, and then 7 months since December under 1183. And if brands are being harmed, producers can choose to not sell to predatory retailers who price too low. One of the things I asked for is I was hoping that we could get some compelling evidence from stakeholders that showed harm has occurred to brands in other privatized states without a floor like California. I haven't been provided any of that, nor any data to substantiate that once you bring a product price down, that price can't move up. Nor have I received evidence to the contrary. So, on one level, I don't think we're even ready to deal with this. We could postpone it without it impacting the other pieces that we need to move forward. I would say that we should postpone it. But given that we're not doing that, I would ask our staff to collaborate with stakeholders and closely monitor for any detrimental impacts of significant liquor pricing wars and evidence of increased consumption or youth access that would threaten public safety from this rule. So for now, I'm voting in opposition of the proposed repeal of WAC 314-15-2110-3B, leaving the original rule in WAC, and saying strongly that if harm to our in-state brand should begin to occur, I'm committed to repeal the rule and remove it from the WAC at any time.
Thank you both. Since I'm going to support eliminating the exception, I probably need to let everyone know why I'm doing that at this time. And we consistently explore solutions with our stakeholders so that no one is harmed. Unfortunately, there are instances where stakeholders are on one side of this issue benefit and those on the other side who do not, then this is certainly one of those cases. And I certainly believe there isn't anyone sitting here with me that doesn't support our Washington wine industry and our contract stores. And I support the exception for, I think it can be a race to the bottom. And I hope, since I know I'm in the minority in this vote, that certainly the things that Chris and Ruthann have said take hold, and that there is strong support for monitoring this. And our former contract stores, contract liquor stores, are struggling to establish a foothold in the new market. Competing with major retailers selling below cost could cripple these small businesses and drop them out of the market altogether. They believe that. I'm going to try to err on the side of what they're telling me, that they're very fearful of this, and stay with them. And I've also heard from certainly wineries across the state that they have that same fear. And so therefore I will vote to support the exception. And I hope that my vote is, in my personal opinion, is a supporting small spirits retailers, our contract stores, and our wineries. And as we go forward, I hope that there is a good monitoring, and I hope this doesn't happen. And if it does, I think Ruthann has certainly made it clear she will bring it forth. So with that, we'll take a formal vote. And maybe we should have a roll call vote. And Sam, if you would like to call that
sure.
vote.
Shall I start with you?
Just to clarify, we are bringing forth what we're voting on is would restore the original section that is stricken in the draft rules.
Thank you.
Chair Foster.
Well, I think I'm supposed to vote yes, but I'm not sure. I will vote to you put it how you want.
I think the minutes of the meeting will show that you supported leaving the striking section.
Mm-hmm. 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 So I think I vote against the amendment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Member Carose?
I'm voting opposed to the proposed repeal.
Member Marr.
Okay, just to be clear. What's before us, we can do it two ways. That requires voting on the amendment.
That's what we're
doing. Then
voting.
Okay. So that being the case, be aware of that, Ruthann. I vote in favor of the amendment.
And Member Caruso saying you vote in favor
of the amendment. Yes, which is in opposition to the proposed repeal.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. With that, Madam Chair, I move adoption of the amended language, revised CR 102, and adoption of the final CR 103 for rulemaking.
A second with that.
The amended language is now before us. The section 314D 510D 3 is now restored.
You said a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said looking for a second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I will file with the code revisor the rules as they are with the omission of 314.52.110. Since that is a current rule and there will be no changes, it will not cause any problems for the 103.
Thank you very much, Carol. Lost my agenda. Board members, do we have any new business you'd like to bring up?
Yeah.
Audience, do you have any new business you'd like to bring up? Board members, do you have any old business you should bring up? Audience.
I think Ruthann's birthday counts as old business since she's old.
Yeah, I so agree. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you. We are adjourned.
What?